Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you for being here today. One of the things I'm definitely convinced of is that most people spend a lot of their lives trying to feel accepted. And you see it in a lot of ways. You see it in the neighborhoods they move into or the clothes that they wear or even the cars they drive. People want to be accepted. And so when you think about friendships and you think about social circles and even the food that we eat and what we have to say on the internet, most of that is motivated by this massive desire to be accepted by the people around us. But there's one big truth I want to remind you of today, and I want you to get this simple but powerful. You are already accepted. You are accepted by God Himself. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, "For it is from God alone that you have your life through Christ Jesus. He has showed us God's plan for salvation. He was the one who made us acceptable to God. He made us pure and holy, and He gave Himself to purchase our salvation." We didn't earn that. We didn't gain it. We got it because God freely gave it to us. He's the one that made it possible for us to be in Christ, and He is the one, Jesus is the one that makes us acceptable before our Heavenly Father. Think about it. Every single one of us come into this world sinners. We're separated from our perfect God because of our imperfection, because of our sin. Well, how could God allow us in? How could God allow us to be acceptable? Well, God took care of that problem. He sent His own Son, Jesus, to this earth, and He died on the cross for my sin, your sin, the sin of the world. That's grace. That's redemption. That's being rescued by God Himself. The big Bible word or theological word we use is justification, where God makes us clean and perfect in His eyes no matter what we've done. So think about this. God sent His Son to die for you so that you would be acceptable to Him. And if God has accepted you, then why do you and why do I seek the approval of other people? I think one of the most liberating things that can happen in the life of a believer is to finally believe that we don't need anybody else's approval, we don't need to be accepted, and we don't need their approval to be happy. The reminder today is this: in Christ, you are chosen. In Christ, you are loved. In Christ, you are accepted. Allow this truth today to sink far from your head into your heart and bring joy and purpose to your day. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.